This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, open lines, 248-539-9797. Yeah, I think basically Brad Holmes wants to shift the paradigm in his favor and go best player available, but he's going to try and get into that top bucket or that second tier of players to get the players that are, I mean, if you got 10 guys and in that group of 10 guys is a tight end, a running back, a quarterback, two offensive tackles, so I just named five, a linebacker, two edge rushers, two corners. You can move up and take one of the two edge rushers or the two corners, you know, to get into that second bucket and still be compliant to your own theory. I think when I hear him talk and the level of commitment they have to this about not reaching for a player to fill a positional need, that if they get to 29 and their best player on their board is Theo Johnson, tight end Penn State, they're taking Theo Johnson, tight end Penn State. And I know it sounds ridiculous, but I believe that that's what they would do. But the way to control the fate a little bit more is to make a trade. I think they're trading up, but I think they're going to try to trade up is a better way, a more accurate way to put it. Because
I know what you say, because you got to find a trade partner.
Yep.
I think you can always find a trade partner.
I think you usually can, which is why I'm going with a prediction, but I'm not going to shoot the boot guarantee. And stop trying to bully me!
But it depends when you start to think about trading up. Like, if you go into it ahead of the draft, then you're like, you're calling, I guess I have to pull the draft order, but you're calling up a team that has the 15th pick. You know, it's, and you do, you kind of have the framework of a deal before the draft. And that's being pretty proactive. Yeah. I think it's something else as you see the draft starting to unfold, and then you know, okay, I need to find my guy. I have to be between, you know, 15 and 21 to get this guy. I think maybe things start to, as it starts to flesh out, you feel better about your opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know. I mean, it could just very well be teams are stubborn. No, I like this guy. I like this guy. I like this guy, and I'm not changing.
Yep. Well, suffice to say, I'm looking very much forward to it, and We will be there all next week, 10 to 2 from downtown, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then we will be from our draft headquarters, the Stoli stage. We will also be on the air from 8 to midnight draft night. And I believe, I believe that 8 to midnight show will be streamed on Twitch.
Okay.
Although we will be on the air, so it's going to be a little bit different than our Twitch casts in the past.
So not as footloose and fancy free?
No, we won't be saying any effing thing we want to effing say.
Well, we can drink, right?
No. That entire broadcast, I'm not going to have one drink.
Oh, you want to have one. Hard to have one if you're having
no
one.
I won't.
You can't have five without having the first one.
Oh, we're gonna have some fun. All right, so new uniforms got introduced yesterday. They got leaked during the day by our good friends at Fanatics.
Well, is it Fanatics' fault or is it one of the retailers' fault that put it on their website about, hey, come check if you can buy the new Lions jersey.
Have we not entered in an era where everything is Fanatics' fault?
I mean,
the baseball jerseys are awful and teeny tiny little names. I swear to God, they don't look like names. They look like a collection of letters, tiny little letters with large spaces in between, like acronyms. What does BAEZ stand for? So they got leaked yesterday, but I have to admit, the actual uniform reveal, two things about it. One is they look completely different on players in full uniforms than they do in pictures of shirts. They really do. And two is the context of what they'll look like in a full uniform was important. I found myself completely caught off guard with one thing. I want to accurately describe going into this announcement where I was with one part of this announcement. And that is, I wasn't hostile towards the black uniform. I wasn't hostile towards it, but I wasn't clamoring for it either. I'm like, the whole black uniform thing's been done. I love the black uniform head to toe. When you put it out with the blue helmet,
that's what's selling everything.
I think absolutely sick.
People have that awful connection with the black jersey because of the Millen era, which I've said before, it's unfair. The Lions weren't bad because they wore the black jerseys. They didn't have bad luck with the black jerseys. They had bad luck because the general manager is the worst in sports history.
The jersey invokes memories of a very, very bleak time.
Yeah, but it's unfair to associate the jersey with that bad team. That bad team is all Millen. It had nothing to do with the jersey. So bringing back a black alternate jersey, I love it anyway because I think it's a good look. When they paired that up with the blue helmet with the black lion.
Dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's two alternate helmets that they're using.
Gator got aroused, apparently.
Well, it's two helmets in a row that they've really nailed.
Yep.
I mean, last year's elongated lion on the blue helmet is fantastic. This year's black lion on the blue helmet, it's the same scheme, but it's just they flip the colors. It's awesome.
And I'm going to say something that makes no sense. Okay? And I'll admit that this is a ridiculous observation. I like Kirby Joseph more today than I did yesterday.
Because he's a little more than fired up?
The way he came parading out in the black jersey, how fired up he was, how excited he was.
Well, and then to find out that the guy had hip surgery.
Right.
He's going to miss spring practices. He'll be fine for fall camp. But, I mean, he is dancing and going crazy, working up a lather, doing interviews afterwards, and then referred to himself as Jay Kerb.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
So
Jay
cool.
Kerb's not going to miss the start of the season. I mean, love it. Love the guy.
The black jersey with the blue helmet pops. It pops. And the black lion, never thought I'd say that. Never thought I'd say it.
So an alternate jersey, right? And then Rod Wood comes out and says, well, we may have six or more primetime games.
Okay.
So does that give more of an opportunity? I don't think this is just like, oh, well, wear the black jersey with the blue helmet once. I mean, because you bust those out for the special primetime games, right?
Yeah, I don't know what the rules are. It sounds like they've had some bending of the NFL uniform rules where you can wear, you don't have to, like, apply to the league 2.5 years in advance that you want to wear the jerseys on a Thursday.
My point is I want to see it more than once.
Yeah. But the other jerseys are fine. Mm-hmm. I like them.
Yeah.
I don't love them. They're a throwback to an era that I hold in a romantic way. There was some good Lions teams that played in the Silverdome, and it reminds me, those jerseys remind me of that era of Lions
football. One of them
won
a playoff game.
One of them did win a playoff game. They sure did. Kang, I always like getting Kang's opinion because we're not old. Don't be fooled. We're not old. Gator's not old.
No.
No. In fact, if somebody says Doug and Gator, they're old, you say, no.
No, you're pretty youthful.
But Kang's a little younger, so I like getting the perspective of somebody from a younger demographic.
I mean, he's wearing a hoodie.
He is wearing a hoodie.
He's younger.
What do you got? What do you think of the uniforms?
I'm with you guys. When you see the full uniform with the pants and the helmet, they look great. They look fantastic. They did a great job. It's kind of like what I wanted, to be honest with you. Subtle, yet you know, different. And except the black. The black is drastically different, but that's an alternate, you know, jersey. That's like a Color Rush type jersey. But I love the black. I love the fact that you can alternate pants with jerseys. Like, it doesn't have to be all, it could be white, blue,
right.
You know, blue,
when you put
white,
it all together,
yeah.
They actually have 42 different uniform combinations.
Love it. Love it. And I really like, here's maybe under, I don't know if it's been talked about a lot, but for me, I love the fact that they changed the color of the face mask. I love the blue face mask. I love the black face mask. To me, that stuff matters as far as eye appeal. It just makes the helmet, I know it's cliche, and you said it too, Doug, but it makes it pop more.
Yep.
It does.
I'm looking at it right now. It definitely does. The helmet, the face mask makes a difference.
Yep. So, they look great. They did a good job. And it doesn't hurt, obviously, that they're a good football team now.
Yeah. So, there unquestionably is that, right? I mean, there's no doubt that when you're winning, you could parade them out in, you know, orange jumpsuits that look like you just got out of prison. And I'd be like, well,
we're playing prison rules now?
Yeah, whatever. Right.
The Bengals?
And there'd be more of an acceptance. But, and the weird thing about jerseys, it's almost like music. It's all about your taste. I'm sure there's some people out there that are like, I want to puke. I hate these things. And and you guys are praising them. Yeah, we are. But I'm open to other opinions. And if you don't like them, is there a reason why, or they just don't catch your eye? Because that's the other thing. Am I saying it just doesn't do it for me?
I like the numbers that they went to, like the block font or whatever. Because the last year's jersey numbers, it made it more like cartoonish. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like a lion's tail or whatever it was. This is more like, this is more grit. This is more blue collar, it seems like. It seems, I like everything they did. It was a good job by the whole team.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.